Blog Talk Radio.
I'm at the house, man. I'm just chilling today. I'm really just relaxing.
Okay. Got the game on now.
I know you're always out on location. Okay.
I was extra busy today.
I know. You stay busy. It's hard to catch up with you. I mean, come on. I'm your co-host. I'm your partner. So we business partners, and it's hard to catch up. I mean, I know you're doing good with your hair business, but dad, can you keep up with your girl? Goodness.
I got you.
Okay.
Turn up Tuesday,
okay.
Man.
That's what we are. But I do want to send a shout out to JD Hill. He's bringing some wonderful concerts to the ATL this summer. I know Mel and I were supposed to attend one on Sunday, but I was unable to do it just due to my dental issues. But I will be showing you guys my new look with the braces. So you guys will be seeing that on Facebook. I would definitely post that. Okay.
Lord have mercy.
You know what? You think I'll be able to do some things? You think the braces gonna fill my mouth up? I won't be able to do some things.
I don't know. I ain't never got no head for nobody with braces. I don't think.
You think it's gonna stop something? I guess I need to put it in the YouTube.
It might.
Well, tonight
I'm gonna put a magnet on my dick.
Well, tonight's show is about is marriage overrated? What you think? I've been there. I've been married.
You know what? Sometimes I do think marriage is overrated, and then sometimes I think marriage is cool. It's according to how, you know. I'm fake bipolar, I guess. But, you know, I think you could be in a real healthy relationship without being married. But, you know, if the partner wants to be married and y'all happy together, I feel like, you know, it can be a beautiful thing, but not just to just get married just because y'all been together a long time. I don't feel like
right.
It should be a time frame on it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I wait for everything else. I see we have a lot of people ready to respond. But I will take you guys' call. Give me just a moment. You always know how I do. I do have an article for you guys, and it's the top 10 reasons why marriage is overrated. And this is by Charisma Duggal. So I'll just kind of go through a couple of them first, and then we'll go ahead and take a caller, okay?
Right.
Well, the first one is marriage is artificial and unnatural, okay? A good marriage would be between a blind wife and a deaf hub.
Oh, hold on. A good marriage would be between a blind wife and a deaf husband. You know what? That kind of makes sense.
Well, why you say that?
Because, you know, she can't see what you're doing, and you don't want to hear what she's talking about all the time.
Well, you know.
You know what? That kind of benefit the man, though. So that really ain't right. So I don't know who that lady is talking about. That. I was just saying.
Well, okay. Well, that's the first one. Then we gonna let's move on to the second one. Marriage does not necessarily make you happier. I haven't spoken. Now, this is coming from the author. I haven't spoken to my wife in years. I didn't even because I don't even want to interrupt her.
You know what? Yep. It seems like, you know, everything be real cool, like real cool when you like when you in your relationship or whatever. Then like time you get married, like it seems like everything change. Like the sex gets slower, and it's like work. You know what I'm saying? It's a hard job. You know, everybody I know that's married, they always saying it's work. But when you went in a relationship,
it is work. Imagine being in a marriage when you're dealing with addiction, along with trying to keep a household going. You know, so
okay.
Marriage is work.
But listen though. So before you got married, you be knowing all of this.
And see, you're right. And see, that we know we're going to talk about that tonight because, you know, I don't know that you pay attention on Facebook. I try to look at a lot of our friends' posts on there. And Dwayne posted today about knowing people's flaws before you married them, you know. But I feel like some of his comments were some people can change, you know, some people do, you know, some people can change, and I feel like, but you can't make a person change. That's basically what he was saying, and I feel
I feel like it's growth, because if you with somebody, you know, y'all got to grow together, you know what I'm saying, y'all got to take those steps together. It's time to not be a child, and, you know, you got to grow up. You ain't going to never be the same person in a relationship all the way through. You're gonna change. Either it's going to be for the better or it's going to be for the worse. So I just feel like, you know, that. But that really got nothing to do with being married.
Yeah, but, you know, if you really love that person and you see, like with my marriage, and then caller, I'll take the first caller. Give me 1 second. I want to just make this point. Like within my marriage, I saw so much good in my ex-husband to where I felt like we could overcome his flaw because he was smart. You know, some things, you know, he helped me out a lot with, you know, things that, you know, like when he was a great motivator, you know, and he's very fun. But in his flaws, I thought, okay, well, he does do this more and I don't like it. Maybe we can work on it together and he see what I'm trying to help him. You know, change. Maybe we can do this together. And I kind of tried to put to where, okay, you know me. I like sweets. So, and I know he liked to drink. I tried to put, I know that was crazy to do, but I tried to put my addiction basically with his, okay, because he is an alcoholic. So I'm like, well, you know what? Maybe we can do this together. I need to work on my weight. You know, it's some things I need to stop doing. Maybe we can change. But you can't. What I did learn is you can't put eating a donut in the plate, you know, to get in the same category with drinking alcohol because those
yes,
are two different.
Yes, you can. But the thing is, you can't change a person that ain't ready to change. So it don't matter what kind of ultimatum or anything you do, you just can't change the person that they got to be ready to change. You weren't ready to stop eating donuts, and he wasn't ready to stop drinking. Your addiction is just as worse to hear because it's an addiction. You the hot sign make you pull over. The hot sign.
I will.
The hot sign make you turn up.
You go straight there. What you say? The hot sign make me pull over.
The hot sign on. The hot sign on. You be turned up in the car. You be blowing while you eating them.
Let's take a caller.
We take a caller.
Yeah, we taking a caller. Okay. Hey, caller, you're on. Welcome to Chin Up Tuesday.
Caller, you there?
Hello. Are you here? Hey.
Hello.
Yes, we're here.
Hey.
Oh, hi.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
Welcome to Turn Up Tuesday.
You know what the topic is, right? Yeah, welcome to Turn Up Tuesday. Come on, give us your feedback on the topic.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we
can
hear you. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Speaking on that topic about marriage, I was actually married for about 3 years now. I was getting divorced. But one of the flaws and the reasons why I was getting divorced was because I felt like I was the only one picking up weight in the marriage. Now, he took it upon himself to propose to me, you know, as a man. I know we was young. We got married at 18. But, you know, speaking of which, I had my son by him, and he felt like it was the right thing to do. But his purpose of getting married was because he wanted to prove a point to his family that I guess he was man enough to take responsibility of us having a child together. But he still, right. He didn't pick up his slack. You know, I felt like I was just doing everything. You know, I was working while he was at home to take care of my son. But it was like when he wanted to get to the point where he wanted a job, it was like an excuse. And as a man, if you don't work, you don't eat.
Right.
So my thing is,
right.
How can it be at a point where when you're the person that's only picking up the slack for that marriage and you're trying your best to stay in that marriage because you don't want to be a statistic, oh, well, y'all should make it work, y'all are married. But then again, they'd be like, well, y'all were too young in the first place to get married. But, you know, I kind of felt it was a good thing, but then again, it was a kind of a bad thing, too. So,
right.
Like, from a man's point of view, I just want to know how can you sit up there and just make it a point of your purpose of being married was to prove a point of you thinking that you're the man, but you're really not.
Okay, from being a man, if he was trying to do that to prove a point, first off, he should have told you that from the beginning, like before y'all even got married or whatever. And like, did you have how long was it that you had your son or your daughter before he started being a house husband?
I mean, I had my son like for a year before he started being a house husband.
Okay.
But it was like from the beginning, I was the only one who was still working before we got married.
Making money.
Yeah.
So and he wasn't bringing in no income.
No, but his reason was he has scoliosis in his back, I guess.
Scoliosis really ain't real, man. You know what? They gave me scoliosis when they checked my back in the seventh grade.
It's
man,
cool.
Man.
It's cool. Yeah.
It's cool. It cool.
Yeah.
It didn't mean you might be humpback later on. But great.
But,
girl, I was scoliosis.
You know, but he can still work, though. My thing is he can still work. But my thing is that was the only excuse. And, you know, he wanted Social Security. You know, he didn't want to.
He couldn't get Social Security.
That's what he was applying for. And that's the only reason why. I felt like there are jobs that he can do besides people. I know a lot of people who have scoliosis,
right.
But they still work. He doesn't
okay.
want to do none of that. Like
as a wife, you're supposed to help him get his disability by like stabbing him in the back or hitting him with a shovel or something.
No,
you know, to get him right. You get it then. You cut off like one of his whole hands or something.
Okay.
You know, you got to be the wife now. You can't just be like, okay, I'm just going to go back to work. You're like, no, nigga, I'm finna cut your hands off. We got to get some. If you ain't using them, you don't need them.
I'm saying, like, they did x-rays or whatever on his back, and, you know,
it looks like an S?
Yeah, it does. And
let me ask you something. Is he getting a check now? Is he getting a check right now?
No.
Was he having sex with you while he had scoliosis?
Yeah,
that's work too.
Exactly.
That's labor.
Exactly, that's work too. But this
so
is
why you didn't stop
why...
getting him none then? You should have just stopped getting
him.
No,
I stopped giving him some after I found out he cheated on me.
Okay.
No, we're not. We're not together. I'm getting a
great
divorce.
Great
after.
Decision.
He's not even allowed here. But my thing is, when I was there to support him in that, trying to help him get into school, trying to help him find a job, I didn't get no type of credit and no appreciation for that. But he got upset because I was always working. I was practically the one paying all the bills.
Right.
Was
what?
Rent.
And I commend you for that because in a marriage, like I said, I have been married before myself, and my mm-hmm. situation was a little bit similar, but not that he couldn't work because he, you know, had like scoliosis or anything, but he was a drunk, and he would rather drink than go to work. I tried to make my marriage work because I wanted it to work. But unfortunately, you know, you can't beat an addiction. That's what I learned in mm-hmm. my marriage. And therefore, I will not and I refuse to take care of a man. Now, if I'm married to you and you got hurt on your job and you hurt yourself and you can't work, and you are collecting, you know, disability, then I understand that because that's something that, as you were a man, you were taking care of your household. I don't mind if I make more than the man I'm with as long as he's working, as long as he's trying. But
that's
when you're dealing
my
with
thing.
A man
he
that's
wasn't.
Not trying, and then he still wants sex, and he wants sex, he wants his food cooked. Oh, no. Mm-hmm. That's a wrap. At least what.
Oh, he won't allow that?
He wanted all of that.
One thing about my ex-husband was a drunk, but he did cook. When I got home, I did.
That's all you worried about, though. You were just worried about more of him cooking. Like, you can get drunk long you cook and then stop by the hot tub.
But her reason is for him to actually do something while she's out working. At least he's not
He was taking care of the baby.
Was he taking care? See, I don't have any children, but was he taking care? I wouldn't leave a child home
From my standing point, when I had my son at home with him, I would usually come home. He'll feed him, but I would know that he'll feed him like once. I could be going to work for like 9 that morning and get off 4 in the afternoon. And I asked him, has he ate anything? He said, yeah, but like one time. You have to keep feeding him throughout the day, maybe even snacks or lunch. And when I found out that he's actually doing that, I would have to come home and change him again after he's changed him once.
And then he's sore as hell. See what I'm talking about?
Yes, exactly. And from my point of him being lazy, the only thing he really was concerned about was his game. So my standpoint is he's still
a
boy. He's not a man, yes.
Right. So
to answer the question,
do you feel like marriage is overrated? Do you feel that way just because you were just the first year? I feel like it was overrated because I don't know any better. Now when I meet another man that can show me better, then I know. But for now, I feel like. And this is just my personal opinion because I've been there and it was not successful. Now, I have not ruled marriage out, but I have.
Yeah.
I am putting it on the back burner.
Well, it didn't sound like to me she married a boy.
Hey, right.
So she really had two children. She had two children.
Yeah.
She had two children,
okay.
Basically.
And so I don't even have to ask you the question that one of the callers would like for us to act to talk about as well, which is part of the subject, is, you know, how soon is too soon to propose anyway? You know, are men
mm-hmm.
afraid to pop that question? You know, when I feel like you're in your situation, he just did it, you know, because he wanted to say, okay, well, I'm married to the young lady who I had my child by. I do see that, but I think it was, you know what, to be honest with you, people need to stop their mess and quit wasting vials because that's exactly what I did. You know, you didn't want to be married. You know your ass ain't want to work. So you just shouldn't even ask.
But listen, though, I be thinking sometimes, like, why is it necessary to be married? Like, where it came from? Like, was this, it was scripted in, like, the Bible or something? Was it, like, you know, like, people have different religions where, if you were like in a certain place, like something like them, some of them Arabs or somebody, they can have like 7 wives, or African, they can have like 7 wives. What does it really matter?
The reasons to me of us getting married was because we were actually living together and checking. His grandmother is she's a religious woman, she's a pastor. So she came to us and was like, well, if y'all gonna live up under the same roof, y'all should get married. So when it came to that point when he proposed to me, That was part of the reasons. And then his other stupid, selfish reasons was because me and I stopped having sex with him. Like, after my son was born, I stopped. Until we got married, he said his reason was for marrying me was because the sex will be legal or something. Like, how did... Like, it'll be...
So what? Not so you did that purposely until y'all got married, or no, he just was like...
No, he was like that. I just wasn't concerned about having sex anyway until I got married.
So you ain't want to do it
like,
no more?
No. But my reason was I had really had too much going on. I was going to school and working. And it's like
you ain't got time for no man, and he ain't had time for no woman. Cause
I did.
You just said
like,
you ain't want to have sex because you were tired and working.
I was doing that, but I'm saying like he's wanting to do it all the time, every day. But him
well, he ain't had no job.
Like,
that's what he got to do. He ain't got no job.
Well, you
but
know what?
But I told him he has to be the man enough to get him a job. If he can always be worried about having sex all the time and complain about his back, why can't he get a job? If he put
so why you
bought
him a PlayStation?
I didn't buy him a game, period. He bought it himself.
How he bought it with no job?
His mom gave him money.
Oh, man, I told you,
you said the magic word when you said mom, because this leads to the number, because this I'm going to reiterate the topic about the ten reasons why basically marriage is overrated. We already read 10 and 9, so we're going to go to number 8, taking care of the parents, both sex, the extended family, both sets, and even the neighbors, both sets. Marriage is when a man and woman become as one. The trouble starts when they start to decide which one. One of the major problems with getting married is that you don't just say I do and start enjoying that fairy tale romance right after you have walked down the aisle. The reality is the real and the actual work starts from that day. Satisfying the needs of your partner sounds sane, but how can you justify satisfying all those other people, like the parents, both sets, the extended family on both sides, the neighbors and the society, one in the same? All your life decisions are now not governed by your own wishes. It's made keeping in mind how much this satisfied your husband.
This is the thing. Y'all got married for all the wrong reasons.
Right.
That's basically what happened. Y'all didn't get married. Y'all, I didn't hear love and I like not now one
that
time.
Was my
not one time.
It wasn't his. My purpose was of me getting married. Besides my son, I did love him to a certain part where I felt like I had so much unconditional love for him. I felt like he didn't give me the same back, and I lost it. Like, he's concerned about him playing a video game and him doing what he want to do. But then he felt like the excuse of him cheating on me was because I was working or I was going to school. But I made time for him. And when it got to that point where I was intimate with him,
I didn't feel
love or nothing with it.
So how often did y'all have sex? Like, how many times a week?
It would be like 4-5 times a week. Like,
a lot of folk always be trying to act like sex ain't really all that, but sex really brings
it,
you closer.
It is a part of it. It does, but
it's a
part
of it.
When a man
don't
work,
if he's a little boy, he's supposed to do little boy stuff. She married a little boy, so he want to play video game, eat cereal, and watch cartoon, go outside and play. That's what he's supposed to do. Now, when it comes to sex, he don't supposed to get none because he's a little boy. Little boy don't want to have sex.
You should have said that.
You're supposed to stay with
Charles. Right.
But you know what? I will say to right now, I commend you because you are divorced. You're not with him right now. And get ready because I know, I'm not a psychic, but I believe the right man coming your way. So don't you
get
in one
you do,
coming?
You sound like a good woman. You sound like a good woman.
You
like
sound skin? Right. You sound really sweet.
Not
like you sound like a good and sound
you
like you
like
really tried. You sound you
like
you really, really tried. Huh?
You wear glasses.
I'm not.
You wear glasses.
Skin. Yes, I wear glasses, but I'm not
wear
light
glasses.
Skin.
What the hell, light skin with glasses got to do with anything?
What's your gas tank on in your car? What's your gas tank on in your car right
God.
Now?
What does that have to do with anything?
I'm trying to be a good woman.
I am a good woman.
Okay, so a good woman, what they gas tank? Tell me what a good woman
what
gas
tank. What does gas tank have to do with it?
Exactly.
I'm going to tell you a good woman. It ain't got to be full. It can be like a quarter tank, but above full. But she gonna fill it back up. She ain't gonna never get to half. But let me give you another explanation. Now she's in school and college and all that. It can be on E because you know she got to be focused on school and doing her thing or whatever. But if you grown and out into the world. A good woman don't never let her car be on E.
Okay.
That's understandable.
And that's
what's your gas tank on right now?
That's one of male rules, okay? That's not written in stone anywhere.
That's a real rule. What's your gas tank on?
Oh, man.
What does that have to do?
Well, no, you know, I've been traveling.
It has a lot to do with it. I was trying to hook you up. I had a homeboy. He had already asked about you.
I'm good with a homeboy. I'm good on that part. I'm good. I don't need it.
Oh, so
you know what?
So you done moved on and got you in another relationship already?
What?
She didn't say how long it's been. We didn't talk about that. Do you know her?
She said she going through a divorce, so, you know, she was like, she good on the end that she just want to be by herself anyway.
I really do, I'm saying, like... I'm still going. My divorce was final. I've been going through it for a whole year. Haven't been.
So you've been going on dates and stuff?
You're doing good, baby. You're doing
good. You've been going on dates and stuff?
But it's not serious.
You sound young. Go ahead and enjoy yourself. Go on dates because you really honestly need to get to know somebody else and take your time. Just take your time for the next, you know,
take out the video games at your house.
Mm-hmm.
But now you know the signs. Now you honestly know the signs of a good man.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You
just went through a learning experience, so it's a blessing that you had to get a learning experience out of it. So I wouldn't take it as a failed relationship or a failed marriage. I just take it as a lesson learned. You know what I'm saying? So.
And I do take it as one because now I'm more alert or. What is the word?
Now, I want you to be our snobbish, though, because you just were like,
no,
I'm good
not,
on the friend. Because you never know. You know,
the friend I had
for you could have been, like, extra cool, like, real nice guy. He could have been
it's
that type
cool
of guy. And then you just
get to know him, but I'm not, like, really ready for relationship-wise. Like, we could be friends.
Nobody's never ready for a relationship. Yeah, nobody's never ready for a relationship. Who just said what you're ready for?
No,
only God know what you're ready for. That's what he going to put in your face.
Exactly. But I'm saying, like, the only reason why I said that is because I'm really not trying to meet anybody right now. I can date, but it's like I'm not really worried about that because I'm too focused on working and take care of my kids.
Your baby. How old your kid is?
That's right.
My son is one, and I have a 3-year-old daughter. So.
We definitely thank you so much for calling in. And thank you for tuning in to Turn Up Tuesday. Please, anytime you want to get in on the chat with us, please do. Please do. We definitely thank you so much.
Thank y'all.
We really appreciate you calling.
Get your
ex-husband one of them body shaper things, them waist trainers, man. That might help him out.
Okay. Thank y'all.
Now get him a new game.
I'm not buying that either.
But that girl is, she is no longer married to that man, so we need to cut it out. We really appreciate y'all. You have a good night, hon.
All right, y'all too.
Thank you. All right, bye.
Okay. All right, we have another caller, but before we take that caller, I definitely want to go to number 7. And I also have a something that I definitely would like to read to you as well. Came from one of our boys now, and he said something that really does make sense. And I totally agree. I wish he would join in on the conversation and converse with us tonight. That would be great. But communication is the key to most marriages and relationships. If we start off with the communication, because if we know these flaws and know that what these people, you know, what this, okay, say for instance, like, had I known if my husband was a hard worker, if my ex-husband was a hard worker and I know he was trying to maintain the house, that probably would have been totally different. Some things I could have dealt with. But when you have a flaw,
right,
you're sorry, and you're sorry, and you got an issue, and that was something that we communicated with each other. So I will say, Dwayne,
and then, you
I
know,
love
that,
this
that's
whole,
what,
I felt on a relationship like that. Right, you know, and communication is the key, because if you are that hard working man, right, the little things that you do wrong, you can overlook that because, you know, you let me know that you love me, you're a provider, you know, and that's excellent.
But,
so Dwayne,
you gotta, he was right on that, but in certain instances, you gotta put what's for you ahead of what you really don't need anyway at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? If you really want something to work, you'll focus on what you need to do. You focus on your job, you love your job, you know,
right,
you love your kids, you love your wife or whatever, you're supposed to go hard 100% on all of that, not just focus on, you ain't got to be for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Let's say I used to be on Facebook like all the time talking trash and all that. See, but I really went in a relationship. But when you're in a relationship,
right,
you're supposed to take more time to figure out her wants and her needs. So, you know, until I get in a relationship, like right now, I really don't really care for Facebook like that either. But you know, it gives me a means of income. So I have to be on there and, like, say certain things keep people's attention.
Of course.
Or they'll fade away on you, you know what I'm saying? But just don't feel like you're a ladies' man and then your old lady leave you and then you want to be not a ladies' man anymore.
Right. Gotcha.
And that's pertaining to anybody.
Well,
there ain't nobody specific.
I know. Well said to my co-host. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, so we do have, Damika, let's go ahead and take another call. Hello, welcome to Turn Up Tuesday.
Hello.
You on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
What's that?
You hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Who is it, Alonzo?
No, I ain't Alonzo, dude. I'm coming there, another dude, man. Come on, dude.
Go ahead, what you talking about, bro? Let me hear what you finna say.
Hey, slow down now. Hey, it like this. When it comes to relationship, everybody got a flaw. Doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got a flaw. It doesn't matter. And people know people's flaws before they get in a relationship, but they feel like they can change a person. You can't change grown people. Like, people got to realize you trying to get in a relationship and change grown people. Like, these people are already stuck in their ways. When people realize that people got flaws and people stuck in their ways, and they work on themselves before they try to work on somebody else. Everybody always point finger at the other person. But, you know what I'm saying? But if the other person was on the phone, they might have the same complaint too. So everybody need to, like, look in themselves before they make complaints about somebody else so they can grow as a person. Because when you grow as a person and you'll grow, you're going to help somebody else grow, period. Period. Because somebody
right.
see you out there, somebody see you out there grinding. You said that. When you say that. No,
didn't I just say that you had to grow? Didn't I say you can't change nobody?
Right.
Was you listening when I said you can't change nobody?
They definitely have to want to change.
I'm just saying though, they as a person see you grow and change, they don't want that for themselves. Like, people don't want to be left behind. I don't care who they are. If you in a relationship with somebody and they see you growing and building and better yourself, they gonna want to do it themselves. Period. Period. Right. Ain't no way around it. So you know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm gonna let me go back to the article and read number seven. Basically, because we've already been through 10 through 8, and so the seventh one is overrated model of happiness. Love is blind. Marriage is the eye opener. The problem with society is that they consider marriage as bliss. There are so many people getting married with all the Cinderella at the ball trappings, only to get divorced within 2 years or so. If you're getting married thinking this one decision in your life is going to take away all your sorrows, then you need to just look around and you'll see several partners hanging on by the skin of their teeth. If you consider the institution worth fighting for, the ground is all yours. But just by getting married, you cannot guarantee happiness. And I do feel like a lot of people do that. You know, they feel like, you know, okay, well, we're going through this situation, but if we get married, then everything will be better, which is totally not true. For what I found,
it's not gonna get worse.
I was just going to say, because that's what I thought. That, you know, see, I can totally agree with this topic, and not in a bitter way. I do want to stress that I'm not bitter by all means. I took my marriage as a learning experience, because I know some women, you know, are bitter and mad. I'm not that bitter or mad woman. I took my marriage as a learning experience. I know what to do next time. I know what I can't do and what I can do and what I'm looking for. So now I can write down, well, this is what the qualities I'm looking for in a man. So I will say, I do agree with that, because marriage, it does get worse. It does not change. Just like the young lady stated that he wanted to get married to do the right thing for his child. Just, you know,
it's like it went downhill, like right after that.
Right, it went downhill because, you know, how can you be in a marriage? Okay, just to say you with your child's mom and you don't go to work. So you're not helping the child. You're hurting the child.
Nikki, but you can't get mad at the man when the man came in the relationship not with a job. This man came in the relationship not going to school. You can't fault one party when you right here looking at this shit. You know what I'm saying? She knows her situation better than we do, and she know what she was dealing with before she married him. That's on her. Like, people got to learn the hard way. Like, people got hard heads, so they make their ass off. You feel me?
That's why I told her there was a learning experience for.
Yeah, right. So
now she know what to look for.
She was young. She said it was 18. No, she said it was 18. You know, when you're 18, I wouldn't even thought about even getting married at 18.
We know how we were at 18 and know what we were. Look, you know how we played around. Right.
Like, you ain't going to never break up.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. This me forever. You know, so, yeah, it definitely is a learning experience. And that's why I like her spirit, because, you know, don't let that one time break
you.
She ain't down at all.
She focused on herself.
Right. And that's what's important. Okay. Which leads us to number six. Marriage is not for everyone. The wrong turn. Marriage is a three-ring circus: engagement ring, wedding ring, and suffering. I feel marriage is all about a person and their circumstances. People usually get married because they have to, not because they want to. Now, and you know what? And I do feel like, now think about it, people do get married sometimes for security. I mean, because I hear a lot of older women say that, yeah, you know, well, I done had my time for sex and all this and that. Now I'm looking for security. You see what I mean? You know, and I guess, I hear that a lot.
They get married for the wrong reasons, though.
It ain't no such thing, no right or wrong reason. That's how people meet. People meet for the wrong reason. Like, people in a relationship for the wrong reason. Like, it's still going to be the wrong reason. It don't matter who, whatever the situation. When people see each other, it ain't by, oh, damn, she got a big brain. Nah, because she got a fat ass. Because she cute. Because she got money. Like, you know what I'm saying? People get in a relationship for the wrong reason anyway. So it's from the beginning, it's wrong. If you want to be honest, because everybody go off looks. Nobody don't go out what somebody's mind is or what somebody got going on. It's a lot of cute broke girls out there, and the dude got 50,000, 100,000, whatever. They get in a relationship with somebody who ain't growing because they cute and just want to take care of the girl, not helping her bills. Get with that 50,000 turn to zero because you trying to take care of her and your kids and all that. People minds is like really slow when it comes to bills. Like Beyonce and Jay-Z, it's a business. You know what I'm saying? They might not be attracted to each other, but they worth $1 billion. I'd rather have a girl, I'm worth 50,000, she worth 50,000. Now that's 100,000. I don't care what's going on. At the end of the day, we building our something. Most people building our states. People building our looks. Man, no. It won't.
Well,
I'd rather find a girl with money than looks.
Yeah. I like me an ugly fine girl now. I take fine over cute anything.
You know what? I'm going to disagree. I'm going to disagree with you on that. Okay? I'm going to disagree because the next marriage, I know what you're saying, but I'm telling you what I don't want. It's not going to be a business for me. I want to love who I'm with.
Okay,
you know,
how your love turn out? How your love turn out, though? Tell me how your love turned out every time you've been in a relationship.
Well,
what
the hell that got to do with anything?
I'm just saying, though, how that love turned out, though. Love ain't turned out too good. Love still turned out to be heartbroken and lonely. So you might as well be out something. Because you can always end up loving that person regardless. But you end
so
up
you
say growing
you,
somebody
so you
love.
So you one of those that believe in you can live to love them. Live with them long
enough. I don't want nobody to like me more than I like them. Cause you know that kind of throw you off because if I meet a girl and then like 2-3 days she calling me baby and all of that, same way you meet a girl don't want to call her bae and boo and all that, you just met them. I know a lot of women don't like that.
So if
I meet a woman and she just doing all this extra stuff like that, right there praising you and all that, they gonna turn me off. So like me as much as I like you.
Yeah, you right, bro. But Nikki, so you saying the dudes you seen you love our first time? You ain't love them dudes. You had to go to love.
No,
them dudes.
I'm not
you do
saying
not know
that. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is, it turns when I'm with you long enough. If I feel like you're a potential for me, I do want to love you before I marry you. I do not want to marry somebody because they have this money, and we can live together long enough, I'm going to love them. Because, you know, as time progresses in our dating, yes, because you said something the other day when we were conversing. You said something that I wanted to address, and I'm glad that you're on tonight.
I'm going
to mention this because it's not a.
She don't be knowing to be radio, and she can say what she want to.
Huh?
I'm gonna say what I want to.
No. You say a lot of BS sometimes. It very well may make sense.
Okay, because
I feel like I have to. How you just say it's off the rip? Okay, yeah, I'm gonna be with it. Oh yeah, I'm gonna just live the love. Right? You know, how the hell you gonna do that? Because that person
live
to
what?
Live to love.
You know how?
Oh yeah, you can live.
You can have some kind of mental and physical attraction with somebody enough to make you want to live to love. You know what I'm saying? They give you just that much to even want to hold on to.
Listen, I just don't like you.
I ain't going to get in no relationship with you. I just don't like you and you like me. That's different. I'm talking about you just been talking to somebody. Y'all been courting for a week or two or maybe or something like that. It's something about them that you like about them so you can bypass a lot of stuff and still grow to love that person.
I'm going to ask you this, Nikki.
Go ahead.
I'm going to ask you this. And you be honest. We're going to be real honest right now. And I'm going to make my point about you being honest. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to ask you a question. You just be honest. Is there somebody you see that you lust on TV? Is anybody that you lust on TV when you see them and they say, like, they are out for him? Listen to that now. You don't know this man. You don't know this person on this TV. It's an image that you see. that this man is portraying on a television, that when he won you over on a television, you ain't never had no conversation with this man. You ain't never been on a date with this man. But this man,
but,
in
but
your
you
first
see, you,
mind,
but,
you,
okay,
this is what I'm telling you. This is what I'm telling you, though.
This is TV, This is TV.
People meet they crush all the time. Them stars always crush they star when they come to in Atlanta, whatever.
But
you go
I'm
see
not
him,
gonna
and
just because
to go
I'm lusting for him because I thought he was attractive. That does not mean that I want when I see him I'm gonna do it. No, that's just
yes you will. Yes you will. All women will. I say that all the time. If a woman see they little crush like Usher or any of them do Albert Sassoon and all them. When they see him, they'll fuck him on sight. It ain't no question, no ifs, ands about it. They'll fuck him on sight. They try to act like they won't.
Yeah, you will. Right here on the radio, you won't speak that. Yeah, I fuck one of the dude. If you had a crush on a dude and you see him in person, you going backstage. If you the lucky one, you going backstage. Like, out top.
That right. Or you can be a regular. You can be a regular dude and they can have a crush on you. That ain't mean she'll have a one night stand with you out real. But you really got a real high percentage chance that you're going to smash real soon because she got a crush on you. So all you got to do is just not fuck up by talking too much and let them do all the talking.
That's my whole point. We know what I'm saying? We always have a excuse what we would and wouldn't do, but in reality, we do it on every day because you pick your mate by how they look. You pick your mate or what they got going on. You ain't pick no nigga because he was broke and cute. You pick the nigga because he was rich and he might was handsome to you and he had something going on, but he had a flaw that you ain't know
right.
about. But you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you picking men for the wrong reason. Right. Now I'm saying everybody picking the man because they attracted instead of working, picking that man who hard working, who might don't look as good as the eye, but he stay home, he do the same thing as that other man do, but he just don't look as good. Y'all don't pick them dude. Don't do get fucked over all the time, nigga. Period. I'm just saying.
And they might be good men.
They might be good men, but you overlook them. You overlook them. You know what I'm saying? It's just like the women. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we overlook the women for the cute baby mama, and the cute baby mama be hood rat. You know what I'm saying? It like that.
Yep, be trash. Like I said, they looking at the image. And then, like, most of the time, the guys that they be really going for, they abusive. Or either just not that type of guy. They exactly. But that's what they keep going for. That's what they want. That's what they're going to get. They don't step outside their box.
Step out the box, nigga. Huh?
Step out the box.
What?
Step out the box. They the fat nigga. They the fat nigga, man.
I'm back to the article. And we're on number 5. The intense feeling love may pass way to another equally intense feeling, which is hatred. Okay, marriage is like a deck of cards. In the beginning, all you need is two hearts and a diamond. By the end, you wish you had a club and a spade. With no pun intended, I always feel that being in love can never be a state of mind. Obviously, that's not a problem. The problem is what substitutes it. We all know about such couples who thought they met the one, the only one, and they end up hating them years later. The sparks begin to fade. You start having kids. You know, what do you
but
think?
My thing with that is, you know, like women, a lot of women just hate you because you their baby daddy. We just talked about this at the comedy show. Women just tend, if y'all ain't together and something happened and then they get pregnant or whatever and they have a baby and y'all ain't together, then she really just gonna hate you.
Okay, well let me ask both of you just a little question.
Threaten you with child support. She gonna threaten you with child support and all that stuff.
Until she get
her boyfriend and get in a happy relationship, she really ain't really mad at you no more. You might start doing stuff for the kids, but she don't want you happy though.
No, she don't want you.
So let me ask you something. You feel that marriage is overrated? I know I have your answer, Bill. But do you feel that marriage is overrated then?
To my D? You talking to me?
Y'all talking to D.
Man, marriage
I mean,
ain't overrated.
So
marriage is beautiful. It depends what you both. Y'all got to be best friends in a marriage. Just like y'all be best friends.
But see, you talking out of both sides of your mouth. Because, see, on one side, you saying.
Not really. I agree with him, Carl. Look. I want the net person that I'm dating. I want them to be my best friend.
I can tell you this.
Okay.
Nick, I can tell you this. Can I tell you this, Nikki? And I can be honest. Can I be open and honest with you right now?
Go ahead, D.
I'm gonna be open and honest.
Go ahead. That's
the reason why. The reason why I'm not in no relationship right now. The reason why I ain't with the girl I supposed to marry. Cause she lied about something simple. She was my best friend. When I say my best friend, we got money together, we fucked together, we did Bunny and Clyde all the way live. You know what I'm saying? Everything, it wasn't nothing that was all living with her. I was with her 15 years, man. You know what I'm saying? And I would get ready to marry the girl. This girl was doing some sneaky shit behind my back instead of just being player, because we got an open relationship. We were together, but we had an open relationship. You know what I'm saying? Long you tell the person, don't let me find out like I ain't going to let you find out. And she did so sneaky shit, and you know what I'm saying? It was the end of it, because when you lie to me once, and you supposed to be my dog, you know what I'm saying? I ain't no more trusting you. I play that relationship like street. So it's something that I want, but you can't lie when you, you know what I'm saying, when you build a relationship with somebody and it's supposed to be a trust and loyal relationship. Once a person break that loyalty or trust, it's no more in that relationship, period. And that's why I ain't,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's why I ain't find a better half yet. Because ain't nobody like her. But at the same time, she did some disloyal shit. When you did some disloyal shit, I cut you off. Ain't like I can't be with her, but I can't be with her because I can't trust her. She lied, and she did some dishonest shit, and me and she was my ride or die. Can't do that to me.
I got you.
And that's
so,
the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? And
so
we
again,
did everything together.
And I appreciate you being honest. So to answer the question, that's yes or no. Is marriage overrated?
No, it's not overrated if you find your best
friend.
Everybody wants to be, you got to find your best friend. She got to be your best friend. She got to do everything. Because people fail to realize we got flaws. Sometimes I love, sometimes she might love. But she got to be honest. You know what I'm saying? We going to swing together. And we going to do some shit. I'm like, she going to be like the white folks. We swing, we doing all that. She gonna be my dog. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got to do all that sneaking high, because sometimes I want to go out and do me, but she gonna be with me. It's just the honesty. People fail to realize their flaws, because I know my flaws. I don't drink or smoke, but sometimes sex is my flaw. Just like, you know what I'm saying? She got to understand it. That's my one flaw. I work 24 hours. I'm gonna bring that bread home. I'm gonna make sure we good. I take care of all seven of my kids. I ain't on no child support. And my son in college and everything, and we eat all seven of my kids eat. It's just a point. When you got a nigga like me on your team, it's certain things you don't have to put up with, and certain things you if you don't want to put up, just put this on the table, and we can work it. And we can't, we just leave. All this goddamn, I don't got no business being with no girl longer than 6 months, because 6 months should know what I want to be with that person or not. Everybody's sticking with people years and years. I'm not doing that no more.
Now, that I honestly agree with. I do agree with that. I really do agree with that. But let me go ahead down the article. The fourth one is infidelity, and it does have five rules to a happy marriage, which is, number one, it's important to have a woman who cooks and cleans. It's important to have a woman who can make you laugh. It's important to have a woman who you can trust. Okay, and that's what you just said, Dion, and doesn't lie to you. It's important to have a woman who is good in bed. That's something else you just said. It's very important that these four women never meet. That's with the infidelity. So basically, as you can see,
he's saying ain't no woman like that.
Right. So you have to go through many. So the secret of a good marriage is forgiving your partner for marrying you in the first place. We all know how selfish our society has grown. So I guess basically that's where the infidelity come in at, when they say what you won't do, another woman will. So these are, so this is what she described as being the four women. You have that woman that cooks for you. Then you have that woman who's sexing you like you like. You know, so let's go ahead to number three. Number three is means of long-lasting romance. Okay, the difficulty with marriage is that we fall in love with the with the personality, but must live with the character. The problem with marriage is that almost everyone has the utterly unrealistic view about marriage. The story starts with the girl and the boy head over heels in love with each other. The next obvious step that anyone can think of is marriage. So basically, you know, that's what what to me is saying, society, this is what people do because they feel like this is what society wants us to do. Number two, if it does not work out, unfortunately, there is no other option but to anyhow work it out. I disagree with that. You can go ahead. That's what divorce is for. Marriage is nature's way of keeping us from fighting with strangers. You love your spouse and you don't mind going any extra intent in order to save your marriage. I mean, again, we already talked about saving marriages. Sometimes they're just not worth saving. And the last and final one of those battles where there is nothing like victory. Why do I have to get married? I didn't do anything wrong. So basically some people look at marriage as, you know, not a good thing. You know, so that's basically what.
Is that a percentage?
She didn't put a percentage in the actual article. But what I will say for any of the listeners, that you guys can actually go back and check this article out. It just was something that I thought was pretty good when I read. You know, when I read the ten reasons why marriage is overrated, and
right.
Some of it I agree with, some I don't. But the majority of it, I do agree with. And tonight, I would like to. We had an excellent show. I really, really think this was a great show. And Dee, as always, you're welcome to the show. And I thank you so much for stating your opinion, which you always do.
You set me up. You now you can't even want to fuzzle. You want to argue with me tonight. You say you want to argue with me tonight.
No, I was not trying to argue, but I feel like I see you and Mel. Y'all was on it together, and I get that, but it's okay.
I mean,
I
believe it's like it's the facts. We were really stating the facts.
You were stating the facts. But that's okay.
Hold on. It went to society. No. They went. We thought because we think the same, and we don't hang together nothing. It's just a way of thinking. Period. It's just a strong way of thinking.
I agree.
Know what I'm saying?
Every man gonna think that. Every man gonna think the same thing we just said.
Right, because you guys are only one sided. One, like y'all share the same brain. Y'all share the same
brain.
What you mean?
All men share the
same brain. Oh, all men
share the same gripes. Yeah. But answer this, Nick, and be honest. You know what I'm saying? Some of men, you know what I'm saying, are in touch with a woman, feminine side, but at the same time, y'all too fucking emotional about everything. Some things ain't about, y'all want to put emotion in everything. Everything ain't called for that all the time. It's a time to play for everything. And y'all want to do it every time. You talk, you want to be emotional. You read, you want to be emotional. You watch a movie, you're emotional. Your period come on, you're emotional. You're just an emotional creature.
Because we are women, and we are made to be emotional because we come from the man's rib. But you know what? We're just not going to go into that. We're not going to go into that because the show is almost running out of time. So we will not go into that tonight. But I do want to say on a lighter note that let's give a shout out to your job for being on, what's that show, The France and Elite? Y'all think that's him? Y'all think that's your job? Did you see that? Did you see that mail?
Yeah, I saw that. It was like 4 or 5 of them that looked like them pictures, though. They didn't look like young job, though.
I want to give a shout out to your job for getting to dance all with The France and Elite. Well, but definitely, Mel, go ahead and let everybody know where they can purchase this hair. I need to purchase me some. Because you see,
I know you do from the way you came out that chair. Somebody came with your stove. Your hair came with your appointment.
Hey, don't worry about it. I need to get some
from Lace Front Killer.
Go ahead and let us know, man.
Man, y'all can catch me on my website, exoticplushhair.com. You can follow me on Instagram, exoticplushhair. You can follow me on Facebook, Miguel Mailman Esperanza, or Miguel Esperanza. And Twitter, you can catch me at Lace Front Killer with an A at the end.
All right, but look, everybody who ordered your Turn Up Tuesday shirts, I sent some out on Friday. Please let us know when you get them because we really, really want to see you guys in them. You guys haven't been posting them for me. I definitely want everybody to see how nice the T-shirts look. And then I'm going to steal one of Dee Fraser's if he let me for a couple more T-shirts. I have to talk to him about it because he might not let me.
I got a T-shirt. I got a T-shirt that's going to say, you got to tell me no. My T-shirt going to have that on.
Dion got some awesome sayings, too, for his T-shirts, and I think I'm going to steal one of them because I really, really like it. It is real funny. I won't share it yet because I need to ask for permission to do that. But again, we thank you so much. Oh my goodness! And everybody that wanted to talk, I don't see it. Nobody else said anything. But we had so many different comments on Facebook. But we thank you guys for your comments on Facebook. Continue to do it. All the inboxes, mail, and I are thankful for you guys. Continue to listen to the show. We'll be up and running next week. Y'all have a good night.
Peace.
Yeah.